Alternative complementary cryptocurrencies, circular new economic methods, not-for-profits, cooperatives and free sharing economies. Again, another list, but it's adding to this scope that we have to form this economy. There are an estimated 4,000 alternatives to money forming working economies parallel and sometimes integrating with monetary markets. Some of them national and international in scope. In India, students are paying for their tuition fees with waste single-use plastic. Most alternative or complementary currencies still depend on money, either initially or ongoing. Some are successful non-monetary economies. A Chance for Everyone, the parallel non-monetary economy, examines 70 of these varied and imaginative exchange methods and networks. Additional ones are covered in David Boyle's book, Funny Money, A Search for Alternative Cash. Time Dollars is the most widespread and successful non-monetary sharing network. Its founder, lawyer, economist and academic tutor, Edgar S. Cayce, lays out its principles, advantages and achievements, even for capitalist organisations, in No More Throwaway People. It has serious effects on profitable businesses in health and law services, even altering their ethics in a way money couldn't previously. In some African countries, people trade exchanging mobile phone credit where no cash outlets exist. Other economies print their own notes such as salts, bricks, groats and olives, or use air miles, potatoes, corn. In fact, if you wished, you could make a non-monetary economy from a waste product. All it takes is a consensus and outlets that see a mutual benefit to take monetary dependency out of some transactions. Now the next example, it's massive for this parallel non-monetary economy because it already works as one, and what's more, it's not material. The Vir Bank, that's pronounced Vir, W-I-R, Bank, is one circular non-monetary economy worth considering in our context as it embodies some of the principles that make a global non-monetary economy possible. Vir is a complementary currency system in Switzerland that serves small or medium-sized enterprises, mainly in hospitality, construction, manufacturing, retail and professional services. Businesses can buy from one another without using Swiss francs. However, Vir is often used in combination with Swiss franc in dual currency transactions. Vir now has over 60,000 users, that's 17% of total Swiss business, together responsible for an annual turnover of 1.5 billion euro. Trade in Vir has a share of 1 to 2% of Swiss GDP. 45,000 small and medium enterprises and 15,000 employers or owners. Together they generate a 10-figure annual turnover. Vir units enter circulation when being lent by the bank. They're taken out of circulation when that loan is repaid. The primary way accounting for the bulk of Vir is through loans granted through the Vir Bank. A secondary option is through an overdraft facility with predetermined terms. One Vir franc always equals the value of one Swiss franc. But Vir credit cannot be redeemed for Swiss franc. This design criterion guarantees that money remains within the cooperative circle. Vir credit is purely electronic. Since 1995, it's possible to make payments using a single plastic charge card rather than using cheques. In 2008, internet banking became available. Notwithstanding its major achievements, Vir suffers from some significant limitations. In the first place, it's not convertible to other units. This is a usual problem with mutual credit-based currencies.
And it's important to make this distinction because if we're talking about a parallel non-monetary economy, it's important to divide it from what we're saying it's similar to.
Until recently, the technology was not available. Many people did not even consider it a problem.
They will claim that non-convertibility is actually a strength as it forces participants to shop within the network. However, non-convertibility damages liquidity. As a result, many businesses accept only a certain percentage in Wern.
A quote from Anthony McChells, The Swiss Wern and How to Defeat the Money Power, from April 2012.
Another problem is that consumers are not serviced. Businesses cannot pay their employers in Wern, for instance. Just think of what is possible leaving these limitations behind.
According to a report by NewEconomy.net,
across the world there are already 693 public banks which own assets worth $37.72 trillion.
This is a mere smattering of what's available already, nothing new under the sun. But all these movements show it's possible to leave the limitations and precious time wasters behind. Taking qualities from all these currencies, utilising existing and developing technology and appropriating even capitalist ingenuity and greed means a global, purely electronic, parallel, non-monetary economy is possible. Even if it's formed unilaterally and remains distinct in each locality, the possibility remains to stitch these methods together into a global force re-incentivising monetary economic policies without having to touch them, decided upon by the empowered, rewarded, mobilised trading power of the 99%. This can be achieved within a few short years.